Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Doug Stives back on the show. Doug is very soon will celebrate his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He joined us in the original founding year of 1998, and that makes him a founding member. He is was the original CPA in the Brain Trust. And in those days, he was with Kirchen & Company out of Red Bank, New Jersey. He's since retired from that gig, and now he's professor of accounting at Monmouth University and just having the time of his life as an independent small business owner. Doug Stives, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for hanging out with us again. Doug, recently you were profiled in the Wall Street Journal, and either they or I don't know if Yahoo gave you this designation, the most tax-efficient man in America. Now, that was there. Don't you love these headline writers? But basically, as a CPA, you learned things that a lot of the rest of us would like to know more of, and that is how to avoid taxes without evading taxes.
Oh, there's a big difference. We got to make that very clear.
Yeah, evasion is against the law. Avoidance is your right as a citizen.
Well, yeah. The way I teach it to my students is, and a lot of small business people listening this morning can identify with this: is evasion is not reporting all your income. You know, you're taking cash and throwing it in your box or whatever, or you're just cheating on the numbers. That's evasion, and that the IRS catches you. You can go to jail for that. Avoidance is what I have spent most of my life trying to teach and to orchestrate for my hundreds and hundreds of clients over the years. Is if you use a car for business, taking deductions for it, if you travel for business or you take people out to lunch as part of your business promotion and advertising, and you have the proper records for it, mm-hmm. Well, then you'd be crazy to pay tax on that money. You're entitled to a deduction, and that's tax avoidance. Or if you put money in a pension plan, it's probably the most basic example of avoidance.
Right.
Congress allows it, and they want you to do that. They encourage it.
Well, and the thing is, it is part of our complicated tax system, and until somebody comes up with a simplified reform like the flat tax or something like that, it's all part of the trappings these days, isn't it?
Well, some of the feedback I've had from the article you just mentioned, Jim, is people saying, "Oh, this shows more blatantly than ever that people are abusing the system." And we should go to a flat tax. Well, I'll tell you something. There's nothing that would make me and a lot of people who are making decent money happy than a flat tax. Because think about it. And think about your situation, Jim, and many, many people are listening. You pay a lot more than 20% of your income into income tax. Up as high as 35% if you're doing well these days.
Mm-hmm.
And a flat tax, a lot of people say, well, we put CPA firms out of business. Nah, there's plenty of work out there for us.
Right.
And also, I'm smart enough to realize that if they come out with a flat tax, right away they'll start to mess it up. But if you make less than $40,000, you still would pay no tax.
And right.
All of a sudden, the charities would be lined up screaming and yelling that they want deductions for that. And that flat tax would creep up over the years, and we'd be back right where we started.
Well, some of the things you talked about, and they quoted you on in the article, was how as a business owner, as an independent business owner now, just on your own, doing your teaching and your consulting and that sort of thing, you have the ability to mix work and pleasure and write some of those things off, right?
Well, I have what I call the best of both worlds. Remember, I'm a full-time employee at Monmouth University with all the employee benefits.
Right.
I mean, they put money into a pension. They pay my health insurance, disability insurance, on and on and on. In the article, I valued that at about $40,000 a year. And
right.
What's been kind of fun, Jim, some of my colleagues at school say, where in the world did you come up with that number? Well, just self-employed people understand this is just the Social Security and Medicare that the school, the employer, pays is worth about $9,000 a year for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to pay both sides.
Right.
All of our fellow self-employed people do. Now I only pay the employee side.
Right.
And then on the side, the business that you mentioned, I set up my own little LLC. And through that, I run the consulting that I do for
right.
some of my former clients at Kirchen. And when I go on the road and do continuing education,
and you're an employee of that entity, aren't you?
Well, I'm the managing member of my own LLC.
Right.
To use the
right
terminology,
yeah.
Not an employee, big difference. And there, I do a Schedule C that a lot of your listeners are accustomed to on my individual tax return.
Mm-hmm.
I report the income from the five or six different sources people that hire me during the year.
Right.
And then, of course, I take deductions for things like my telephone and my Wall Street Journal subscription. And
right.
The
travel expenses that you when you go to a consulting gig or a speaking gig or something like that. We're going to talk some more about this. We're going to get more into these issues, these topics, these things that you can deduct in your small business after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.